An international team of activists and online researchers has been tracking false and misleading claims about climate change in real time while world leaders meet at the high-stakes UN climate conference in Glasgow. NPR's tech correspondent Shannon Bond got a look inside their social media war room.
For the past 2 weeks, Sean Buchan has started each day at his computer in Barcelona tracking narratives about the climate summit, known as COP26, like this one.
We had this story that emerged where they were using diesel generators to power a lot of the electric cars that were shipping people to and from COP in Glasgow.
That isn't true. The cars were being recharged by generators burning lower emission vegetable oil.
But, you know, that was subtly left out of the information when it was tweeted or posted. And it makes it seem like the whole of COP26 is running on diesel. It's not false, but, you know, it is highly misleading.
Buchan is an analyst at Stop Funding Heat, a British climate advocacy group. He's part of a team monitoring social media during the summit, coordinated by Jenny King of the Institute for Strategic Dialogue in London. It's long studied online extremism and terrorism. And King sees a lot of similarities in the climate claims she's now tracking.
Climate is being co-opted into this universe of anti-government sentiment. It's being weaponized by groups that have extremist or conspiracist affiliations. They are spreading messages across social media platforms, and those communities are more and more coexisting and cross-pollinating across both mainstream and fringe platforms.
So King and her partners built a set of dashboards to monitor Facebook, Twitter, and other websites. Their concern was that climate deniers and conspiracists alike would create narratives that risked undermining the summit negotiations. That happened in 2009, when climate deniers used hacked emails from scientists to fuel doubts ahead of another UN summit in a manufactured scandal known as ClimateGate. King says her team has created an early warning system to prevent something like that from happening again.
What we have built is the infrastructure to look at the emergence of new narratives and of influence and impact across social media in real time.
King sends out a daily email bulletin about the narratives gaining the most traction to hundreds of subscribers, climate organizations, media outlets, scientists, and policymakers. She says before the summit started, she wondered whether she'd mainly see attacks on specific topics under negotiation, like carbon markets or curbing methane emissions. Instead,
climate has absolutely become part of the culture wars.
She says the past 2 weeks have illustrated how climate is part of a larger universe of doubt and mistrust that has only been accelerated by the pandemic. Many of the influencers the group has been tracking are longtime climate deniers. Some are linked to the fossil fuel industry. And increasingly, they include figures who post all kinds of hoaxes and conspiracies. So now, those who've long claimed that climate change is a pretext for government overreach are pointing to similar falsehoods about COVID lockdowns. They're both framed as an excuse to strip people of their freedom.
Language around things like climate lockdown is bleeding into spaces that were formed around anti-vax sentiment or around QAnon-affiliated arguments. So these are not communities that were particularly interested or dedicated to climate to begin with, but they have found a way to connect those other worldviews or ideologies with fear about the future of climate change response.
When climate falsehoods become embedded in a web of larger conspiracies, that makes them harder to fight. And it could hamper, even more, the world's ability to take big, bold action on a global crisis. Shannon Bond, NPR News.